Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. February 28, 2021. The only prayer? There can only be one prayer when we turn to the Creator, the one source that controls everything and does everything. And so the only prayer that He answers is the request for the opportunity to bestow, for thoughts about giving. We must help each other through envy and ambition to achieve such a desire to receive the power of bestowal from above. The Creator expects this request from us, and this is the only thing that He is ready to give us, nothing more. He will continue to twirl the creatures and the whole world until we realize that the only thing we need is the altruistic desire, the force of bestowal. All this we can get from the Creator, the desire, the force, and the instructions on how to use them. And then we will build spiritual part-sufim out of ourselves that the study of the Ten Sefirot writes about, and we will feel higher and higher spiritual degrees, worlds, eventually reaching the degree of the Creator. But from the very first stage, we start to feel the eternity and grandeur of creation, which is above all the limitations of this world and includes everything. All this is attained only in our desires of bestowal received from the Creator. We just need to ask Him to give them to us. The prayer should contain a clear understanding that man must attain the force of bestowal, but at the same time, that there is not a drop of this force in him and that only the Creator can give it. This is the only desire of man, to receive the force of bestowal and nothing more. Previously, to prepare for the Congress, it was necessary to make huge physical efforts, many hours of flights, visas, etc. But the upcoming Congress will be virtual and nothing but internal effort is required. We want to be together with all our heart and soul, above space and time, in one heart, that is, in one desire. We want to combine all our desires for connection and mutual integration in such a desire that will somehow match the Creator's desire to connect with us, and clothe in us. And then the one will adhere to one, and we will reveal the Creator. All this depends on the strength of our connection into one desire. If this force is sufficient for the smallest revelation of the Creator, then we will feel Him within our unity. We all try to realize our connection by uniting in one desire. That is, I want to reveal the desires of my friends and drown in them. If we turn to the Creator with this, He clothes into us, because He expects only that. This should be the outcome of the Congress. If we manage to do this in some way, we would already be taking a step forward into spirituality. Everyone will disconnect from their corporeal desires. We will all connect with each other, and the Creator will complete our efforts and clothe in them. Everyone who wants to achieve the force of bestowal, the revelation of the Creator, must attach his desire to the aspirations of his friends and unite them together. And then the Creator will hear this request and answer it. It is necessary to understand that it is impossible to achieve a genuine desire at once. After all, it must act in the direction of bestowal and we do not have the strength to do it. We can only get a little closer to it, then a little more, and a little more due to the fact that we are integrated in each other. And that is why we have to do so many actions. If we are not integrated in each other, we would not be able to advance in our work. The whole work is about interconnection. First we are intertwined a little, and then more and more. And when this mutual integration reaches the necessary measure, we achieve the result. Otherwise, the Creator does not hear our prayer. He somewhat reacts to any appeal, but only responds to the perfect prayer. Therefore, do not despair and give up. We need to take an example from a child who does not let go of his parents and does not stop whining and demanding what he wants. So we gradually form and shape our desire for spirituality and combine our desires into one. The desire of each one is wedged in between the desires of others, then together they are included in other desires, etc. Therefore, a lot of actions are required to achieve a complete integral connection. It is a miracle when opposite, different desires are combined and build a perfect system of the entire reality. They all contradict each other, but they connect above this contradiction and create the whole world of infinity. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, February 21, 2021, Prayer. Attack. Attack. And do not think you only have to attack once. The attack is necessary for each ascent from degree to degree because it occurs in a leap, in an attack. And this is not an attack on an external enemy but on the wall between us, attack on connection. Every time we build a new part tsuf, we will have to overcome a new egoistic desire that is revealed in us, from above. You must accept it, agree with it, bind it just as Abraham bound Isaac. When moving from state to state, there is always room to attack for unity, rapprochement, mutual assistance, and mutual guarantee. When we come to this, we are honored with rising to the next degree. This is an attack so that we connect with others, and therefore, there is only one enemy against us, our egoism. The more we attack, the stronger and more persistent it becomes. But at the same time, we learn the art of working with it and fighting against all the forces that prevent us from uniting in the ten as one heart. I want to be awakened, inspired by my friends. If I awaken by myself, it is not the right force, it is not spirituality. Spirituality is only when we are all together. Even if the Creator suddenly reveals himself to a person individually, this will not lead to attainment and proper and permanent connection with the Creator. Each step is like the final battle in which I put everything I have, all my mind and heart, but the main thing is to connect with your friends and go together. We press down on our egoism in order to build a spiritual degree above it, a depiction of our connection with the Creator. At the next degree, there will be other obstacles, another attack, another victory and revelation of the Creator, just as an infant's game differs from the game of a teenager or the battles of an adult. We are at war with the inner rejection, the unwillingness to connect our hearts and rise above our egoism, to decide that connection is more important than separation, and that the power of unity, the Creator, is more important than our entire egoistic reality. It is necessary to attack the forces of separation that do not allow us to see one reality, because we ourselves are not connected as one person with one heart. Therefore, an attack is necessary. You can only connect by an attack because when we get closer, the force of rejection begins to act. It is similar to intra-atomic forces, which at short distances switch from connection to rejection. The same way we begin to feel a huge resistance before the final connection, and that is why the attack is necessary here. We can approach each other, embrace, be together, but we cannot really connect. This requires the upper force to help us overcome the potential barrier and achieve connection. There is a split between us, and to rise above it, you need a lot of potential energy that will thrust us up. We are not able to do it ourselves, we do not have such a desire. But we help each other reach out to the Creator who will help us make this potential leap over the gap that separates us. This gap manifests itself more and more as we approach each other, and it is possible to overcome it only with the help of the force received from above. This is the light of correction, which is not in us, and was not in Adam HaRishon. It comes only in response to the prayer raised from the shattering. With each lesson, with each meeting, we gradually collect the desires, one by one, until we have accumulated enough to realize that we are not able to break through the muxim ourselves. After all, it is impossible to jump over the potential barrier in front of us. It only happens if the Creator lifts us up. It turns out that this is an attack on the Creator. And the readiness for it is determined by the extent to which we can unite in one heart and ask only for connection. In the state of unity, we pass through the potential barrier, the muxim, and discover the force of bestowal, the Creator. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, February 23, 2020, Attack. Michael Leitman, on Quora, what are the implications of the first commandment in the Bible? I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. This is the most fundamental commandment. It means that there is a single force in the world that is above and beyond everything. This force develops us, through the still, vegetative and animate levels of nature, up to the level called speaking or human, which in Hebrew is Adam. Adam, human, which comes from Adam El Elyon, similar to the Most High, is one who understands and feels connection with the all-encompassing force of nature, the Creator. Despite humanity's progress in science, technology and art, the vast majority of humanity exists at the animate level. The animate level, that is, our animal state, defines our primary consideration of self-benefit over benefiting others and nature. In other words, it is when we are encased in our inborn egoistic nature. We can exit our egoistic nature, that is, out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, and rise to the human level, where we accept the influence of the higher force in reality, the Creator, or as is written in the commandment, I am the Lord your God. Based on the talk Spiritual States, the Ten Commandments on December 26, 2019. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. My new article on LinkedIn: How We Can Stop Substance Abuse. Nearly 50 years ago, on June 18, 1971, then President Richard Nixon declared that drug abuse was public enemy number one. But half a century later, we can declare that the war on drugs is a lost cause. Drugs are legal almost everywhere, and in some places, even hard drugs are permissible by law. What was once unconscionable is now a given. If at any point, someone would want to reduce people's dependence on drugs, there is an easy way to do this: learning about life's purpose. People's intuition is correct, their frustration justified. Life has more to it than the years we spend as a protein life form. Life is eternal, complete, and each element in it is connected to every other element, and man was destined to reveal it all and experience this eternity. We shouldn't be surprised that this is so. The legalization of drugs, including hard drugs, has been an ongoing process for several decades. It was the only solution authorities could think of to the growing problem of people's frustration with the pointlessness in their lives. So, instead of cigarettes, which do not numb people's minds, but rather help them think, authorities have determined to numb us, by delegitimizing cigarettes and legalizing drugs. And while they're at it, authorities realized that they could make a fortune off of it, using addicts as a kind of captive audience, if you will, to give them a secure income, and hundreds of millions of recreational users to make enormous profits. As a form of lip service, authorities remind us that using drugs is our own, voluntary choice. But it isn't really our own choice. Humanity has been using drugs since time immemorial. Life has always been tough, and drugs have always been a way to make things seem easier and give us some escape from the daily hardships. The problem is that today's difficulties are less existential and more emotional. Most people, at least in the developed world, can support themselves on the physical level. However, they do not understand why they need to. What's the purpose of life? Most people don't rationalize or verbalize their frustration, but the basic question millions of people ask is something like this: so okay, I can get by, I have enough to eat, a roof over my head, clothes to wear, and even some money to spend on entertainment. But what is it all for? At the end of the day, why do I pass the time from one day to the next? What will be the final outcome of my life? The time I spent on social media? The countless hours I spent playing games online? What is the real meaning of my life? Unable to answer this question, many people turn to various forms of escapism such as extreme sports, frantic traveling, workaholism, violence and aggression toward themselves or others, and very often also to substance abuse, legal or illegal. No prohibition will work when it comes to substance abuse, no penalties, and no war on drugs. After all, you cannot arrest everyone, it's simply too expensive. Worse yet, the authorities make huge profits out of people's addictions, so they have no interest in containing drug abuse, as that would cripple their lucrative business. However, if at any point, someone would want to reduce people's dependence on drugs, there is an easy way to do this: learning about life's purpose. People's intuition is correct, their frustration justified. Life has more to it than the years we spend as a protein life form. Life is eternal, complete, and each element in it is connected to every other element, and man was destined to reveal it all and experience this eternity. The cells in our body don't operate as standalone beings, but as elements of a larger system that is our body. Each cell functions however it needs and for as long as it needs, but the consciousness of the entire body is what determines how cells operate and how long they live. We, too, are elements in the larger system of nature, or reality, and we, too, have a certain role to play, and a certain time frame to play it out. If we are cognizant of the overall body, of which we are parts, we will not feel our own finite existence, but the endless existence of the entire body. Our purpose in this life is to shift our awareness from the self-confined awareness of our physical existence to the expansive awareness of all of reality. If we achieve this, we will have no such problems as frustration with life, depression because we cannot find its meaning, and every other problem related to depression will vanish by itself. In fact, if we begin to think like a complete body rather than as separate cells, all our problems will vanish, not just substance abuse, since we will feel ourselves as one entity and we will cooperate to create the best possible conditions for all of us. When we achieve this, we will stop fighting one another, stop making each other sick, stop abusing one another and all of nature, and we will stop abusing drugs. How does the growing ego help us? Question: what is the value of man's decisions if they all stem from the ego? Answer: they are necessary in order to discover that you cannot attain the truth from egoism. But you still advance thanks to the ego. On one hand, many feelings and experiences appear in us, which we attain with the help of the ego. On the other hand, we begin to realize that we will not attain the truth this way. We need to ascend above egoism and then we will begin to think about what faith above reason means. From CAB TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, December 15, 2019. Love the teacher. Question: how are the teacher and his students defined in the spiritual system? How do they search for find each other? We all seem to have some kind of call. An awakening. Answer: it depends on our connection in the common soul, which manifests itself in this world. The last time I was in England, I met with a Sufi spiritual teacher. He was a very old man, he never even got out of bed anymore. But all the time a young man, a native Englishman John, 30 to 35 years old, was busying around him. He literally crawled in front of the teacher on his knees, helped him, looked after him. I spoke with this Sufi, who is very famous in the Arab world, by the way. He himself is from Iran, but he left there in time because the Sufis were persecuted there. I told him about my teacher, and that he had recently died. When I asked him if he could be my teacher, he answered very simply, "You know that you must love me." A very direct answer. That is right, this is the way they choose. That is, if you begin to love the teacher for what you hear, for what you get from him, then you are a student, and he is a teacher, and if not, then not. Question: for nothing else? After all, many people are looking for a kind of patron, some kind of father figure. Answer: no, then this is not spirituality. Comment: when one listens to your lessons, one is overwhelmed with great joy and delight, a feeling that fills, inspires, and comforts. Is this the right response? It cannot be ordered, it is either the or not. My response, this is correct. Everything depends on the opening of the soul in the student who hears what the teacher says, and his soul thus responds. Question: what if the person does not respond, but still really wants to? Answer: it means that he will respond soon. From CAB TV's Teacher Student, July 2, 2019. How to find a kindred soul. Comment: an Indian wisdom says, neither mother nor wife, nor brother, nor children can be trusted as much as a true friend. My response: this is obvious. Because all of them are related to you biologically, they depend on you, and you on them. If not for this biological dependence, they probably would not be close to you. And the one who is close to you without being your relative, is close to you mentally, you can really tell him more, explain more to him, and be closer to him. A friend is a completely different level. You are close to each other. You are already created in this one soul of Adam in such a way that there is some connection between you. Yet, you are not related. Connections between relatives are only good at the level of our world. However, a sensory, spiritual connection is only possible with friends. Question: who do you call a true friend? Answer: the one with whom you can connect in order to reveal the Creator. Here the Creator is the source of our connection, so we feel close to each other, and we develop this connection in order to reveal the Creator more. The Creator created us close to each other because He wants to be revealed in us. We feel this between us as a kind of spiritual closeness, and therefore we are friends. We get closer to each other in order to reveal Him between us even more. Question: so, His summon comes first? Answer: of course. All of this is the system of Adam, in which we are all closed, tied up. It is all planned in advance. We just need to make a little effort by ourselves. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, October 22, 2020. The difference between oral and written Torah. Question: is there any difference between the oral and written Torah in terms of influence on a person? Answer: of course. The oral Torah is higher than the written Torah because it is transmitted from mouth to mouth, that is, through common screens between teacher and student. Question: even if you wanted to, is it impossible to transmit that in writing? Answer: no. Nobody would understand. These are not words. Question: is that why the Torah says that it is forbidden? Answer: what the Torah calls forbidden means impossible, impossible to transfer. When the people went into exile, they began to write everything down because it was necessary to somehow save something. There was such a desire and a law was passed to allow recording. Question: why is it not clear what is written in the Talmud, Mishnah, and the Book of Zohar? Answer: everything is clear in the Talmud and Mishnah. Everything is explained there allegorically, in the language of branches. Comment: but to a person who is not in attainment, this is incomprehensible. My response: for a person who is not in spiritual attainment or who does not understand even approximately what is said in all these books, the whole Torah, everything that he discovers is like a textbook on biology, zoology, history, or some kind of fairy tale. In fact, the Torah is an instruction for the correct mutual inclusion and unification of people, in which the Creator or life is manifested, which, in principle, is the same. Like when cells in the body are connected, life manifests itself in it, so when people unite with each other, the vital force is manifested at the next level. There are people who have attained this and described it in their writings. Therefore, everything stated by them is called the written Torah. There are things that cannot be described. They are revealed only through internal contact between teacher and student, which is called word of mouth, mi pel peh. This is the oral Torah. from Cab TV's Spiritual States, June 3, 2019. Kins, Levites, Israel. Zohar for all, Vayera, you shall multiply the nation, you shall increase their gladness are the priests. They will be glad in your presence, as with the gladness of harvest are Israel, whom the Creator blesses with the crop of the field and they give tithing from everything. As they rejoice when they divide the spoil are the Levites, who receive a tithing from the barn. The Creator is the quality of bestowal and love. To reach love of your neighbor is the main commandment, the basis of the entire Torah, of everything we need to come to. If we reach this quality, we will become similar to the Creator. This is the purpose of our development. Why do we exist now, here, in this world? This is in order for us, to create a condition where the quality of bestowal and love, called the Creator, is revealed between us, by returning to this world until we reach the quality to bestow to our neighbor. On the way to acquiring this quality, we have several forces that we can somehow vary, control, and eventually form in ourselves. There are only two forces. The right force is the force of bestowal, the force of the Creator, which we can attract if we want to correct the left line, the force of egoism that exists in us. These two opposing forces are represented by Cohen, priest, and Levi. The third force, the middle line, we create ourselves by combining the right and the left ones to form from ourselves similarity to the Creator, which is called Israel, Yasharel, straight to the Creator, meaning the one who is aiming to similarity to the Creator. This is our task. Therefore, it is said, take all that you can from the Kohen, from the right force that shines some kind of light upon you, and take all that you can from the left line, from your egoism. With the help of the right line we need to explore the left one. To separate the tithe from it, the part that you are not able to correct, because it is your egoism and it is too big. Therefore, you can correct 90% of it, but you cannot correct the remaining 10%. That is, the correction of this part is that you simply separate it without working on yourself. Close your eyes, tear it away from yourself, and that's it. In this way it corrects itself. You can correct the other 90% in the right line because its force can handle 90% of the left line. When you correctly combine them with each other, connecting all your egoistic qualities to the intention in order to bestow with the right line, you build a middle line, which is called Israel, straight to the Creator, similarly to the Creator. Question: what does it mean you shall multiply the nation? Answer: it means to lift yourself up by your work. When you build the middle line, you are always lifting yourself up on it, as if on an elevator, in greater and greater similarity to the Creator. From Cab TV's The Power of the Book of Zohar number 6. Brownian Motion. Baal HaSulam, peace in the world, everything in reality, good or bad, and even the most harmful in the world, has a right to exist and must not be destroyed and eradicated from the world. We must only mend and reform it because any observation of the work of creation is enough to teach us about the greatness and perfection of its operator and creator. Question: terrible things have happened throughout history, monstrous murders, the genocide of entire nations. Can you explain how the worst states help advance humanity toward a higher goal? Answer: the fact is that we consist of one very vivid desire to enjoy. We want to feel good. And when we feel bad, it pushes us to the next, as it seems to us, better state. In it, we feel like we are coming out of the past for a while, but we still feel that it is bad in it. It also pushes us to the next state. And so we move constantly. This is our destiny, our fate, our history, our development, and everything that happens. How can we not move like that by chance, along Brownian motion, from this bad to another bad, a third, and so on? How can we see our path in advance so that we can move from bad to good, and from good to even better? This does not happen. There are better periods, worse periods, but in principle, nothing radically better happens. So we have a problem: what is happening to us, and to nature? We see how intelligent nature has created physical bodies, minds, qualities, feelings, and everything else, that is, a huge superorganism in which we are small, but very nasty bugs. Question: is all this for us, to realize the evil of our egoistic nature? Answer: not only. Obviously, through this awareness we can come to change ourselves, and in accordance with this, to change the whole of nature. After all, on the one hand, we are the most egoistic beings in this world, and on the other hand, we are the most active, strong, and powerful. So we need to figure out what we can do with our great potential and our great evil egoism. From CAB TV's Spiritual States, May 13, 2019.